It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Hello there, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Janelle's been put through, and you're on the hot seat. You're in Studio A, yeah. BFM Studio A.
I'm
you're
right
on
here.
Air.
I'm doing
you're
it.
On air on the breakfast show.
I'm killing it. I'm
you're
back.
You're talking about TV. Hi, welcome.
Welcome home.
So this week we are talking about the latest Amy Adams hit TV show, Sharp Objects.
Now, Fabian Fanboy, when this was just about to. Be born, he was like, you're going to love the show. This is going to be your next favourite show. Because I'm a big fan of Big Little Lies.
Yes, yeah.
Massive fan of that. And either who else is involved in it? You can make some of the, there's some big hitters involved in this, isn't there?
There's some huge hitters.
It's great. I've been watching it. It's great.
The only one that I recognise like from face value is Amy Adams, because I'm a young person. I'm not really well up on the old actors. But the cast, you'll recognise all of them. They're all just amazing. But it's written by Gillian Flynn. Like, the original book is written by Gillian Flynn, the same lady behind Gone Girl. And if you've seen Gone Girl, this show is just as dark, just as tense, if not more so. And I love it. And I've read the book, so I'm waiting for stuff to unfold.
I haven't read the book, and I'm... obviously something's going to unfold. It's pretty dark, isn't it? It gets pretty dark. It's pretty... some pretty unhappy moments there, but she's a dark character.
She's a dark, dark character. So there's two mysteries. There's the mystery of the two girls in her hometown that have gone missing, and she's a journalist, so she's trying to investigate that. And then there is the mystery of what happened to her in her childhood, and why is she so messed up, and like, what is her family dynamic, and what has made her be this cold, like, alcoholic woman that she is now.
She's basically estranged herself from her family, eh? And now she's been asked by the editor of her paper to come back and go back to your hometown and do the story. And yeah. It's a real hometown.
It's a real like southern. It's the Midwest, but it's very southern. Like, her mum owns a pig farm, and that's the largest industry in the whole town. And it's very like,
but she's loaded as well. I mean, she doesn't get down in amongst the pigs.
No. She is this southern woman that like kind of stoically glides through a house that is made of like ivory, and has her youngest daughter, who is named Alma. It's Emma, but they call her Alma because they're all southern, and it's, you know, I can't say it. And she's this bratty child, and it's just this toxic family dynamic, and you want to know more, and it teases you. Like, the show just like gives you little nuggets every episode.
That's really cool. And the bits, some bits just don't make sense at all. And then they do if you've read the book.
I've read the book, so I'm just like, this is so sick.
But I really love a show that wastes a bit of time by doing something which you're going to have to wait for another couple of episodes to even understand, you know?
Yeah, like everything is deliberate, and everything is playing along the way the book plays out, which is really cool because I love being faithful to source material. And it's just, I don't know, it's really,
how long did you read the book?
Probably like a day or two. Like, I'm a pretty fast reader.
No, how long ago?
it would have been like 2 years ago. Fresh in the memory, but it's like there. Like, I could.
So did it? Where did it go from what you imagined it to be like? You know, or was it pretty true to
the?
There wasn't a lot of sort of departure from what your twisted little mind imagined was going on.
Well, there's a character in the second or third episode. That Camille Preker, the main character, Amy Adams' character, meets. And I don't know if she's in the original book, which is really quite cool. It's a whole separate storyline I think they created for the TV show, which is quite good.
But I mean, does Amy Adams do the character justice?
Well, the thing is, Amy Adams is Amy Adams. So I'm really hard. It's really hard for me to be like, this
isn't
Amy Adams.
Pretty grunty Amy Adams, though.
Yeah, but like, she's still, like, I don't know. I still see her as like Lois Lane from Superman, you know? I'm like, oh.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, it's Amy Adams.
No.
I wish I could like, cast my mind away from it being her, but like, they could have hired a actress that was unknown and like let her like, you know, chew some scenery as well.
I think she's doing it. I think she does a great job. One of my favorite Amy Adams.
So talented, but I'm still, my brain is because
it's really you imagine there would be there's a certain way because the character and those of you who've been listening to the show for a while know that Fabian's talked about this a couple of times. The character is she's just an absolute trash head. she's massively self-destructive. She's massively depressed. She's really, really hard to get a smile out of her. And she's things. You know, it's to play that character. There's 100 different actresses or actors that could have played it.
Yeah.
And a cliche way, and I think it's really, I think she plays it in a really believable way, you know?
It's definitely like really heartbreaking to see it on screen, because like she's sipping vodka out of a water bottle constantly, like in every
scene. Sneaking around doing that too. Yeah. Sneaking around.
Like passing out in her car and like driving around drunk and like.
Yeah.
It's just like.
You don't. Here's some hints if you're going to go back to the hometown. Don't pass out in your car.
Yeah.
Don't drive around drunk. You know?
Keep it together.
I just got a little. Just for the young Nats listening out there, not to be confused with Amy Adams from the National Party.
Like, hey, you know. Different strokes, different folks.
She'd be really good in that role too, I reckon.
Jesus. Sorry, as you were.
Karen, thank you.
Turn my mic off.
But yeah, it's just it's the show is so dark. Like so there's this scene. It's
I've seen about three episodes, I think.
One scene where they discover a body and she's missing all her teeth. This is a young girl,
yep.
And it's just so disgusting to look at. Like I close my eyes and see this like jack-o'-lantern smile young girl's face. It's really gross.
Yeah,
and
they don't hold back on the realism.
Yeah, it's not gory, but it's just this right level.
Not like CSI gory. Not like sort of, hey, look, another dismembered body of a pretty girl.
Yeah.
It's actually really gross and sad.
Really gross.
And scary.
And it kind of, it's just like a testament to how good TV can be if they do it right.
It's great TV. That's what it is. It's great TV.
I've been saying this to everyone. Like, this is a thing that I've been thinking for a long, long time. Don't do books as movies. Do them as TV shows. Like Game of Thrones. Mm. Like, amazing. Like this show, amazing. But like, oftentimes you'll have like a book that's turned into a movie and you're like, oh, okay, that was a squashed down, cut down version of a thing that I loved.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, Harry Potter. Mm. Yeah, and it's like, just there's so much good TV shows based on books. Just like, do that. Like, why don't we do that?
You've just got to remove so much for length. Like, the average film script has got so much white space on the page and is about as thick as your finger, less so.
It's got to all be done over in about 2 hours as well.
Me.
And then you've got to like cut it down and keep pacing and then get rid of scenes. Like, and there's so many deleted scenes from every film you watch anyway that's not even based on a book. It's just like,
hey, look, we're not here to diss films. We're here to talk up TV.
And sometimes you've got to pull things down to talk things up.
There's a wonderful kind of Tennessee Williams Southern Belle thing going through all of it as well, which obviously
definitely
Amy
feels
Adams
humid.
Is there. Yeah, it does,
it
right?
Feels very humid.
Feels muggy.
Yeah.
Muggy.
And smelly. Like I can kind of smell the pigs when you see them. Like, I'm like, this, it's like this farm town vibe. Honestly, by the way, the twist that's coming, you guys aren't going to see it. You guys aren't going to see it coming. It's going to blow your little brains. And I'm like so, so excited. Like, it's, I'm watching the show and I'm like, I'm waiting. And I can't wait. It's just so good. Go watch it.
Great music in it as well.
Yes.
She gets wasted in the car, listens to Led Zepp quite a bit.
Quite a bit. And like the story behind the music as well, it really like that tugs your heartstrings. It's just, she does it, it's flawless. It's not flawless. There's some flaws, like the fact that I can't get past Amy Adams, but that might be my own flaw. But yeah, I'm probably going to rewatch it when it comes out all at once and binge it because kind of like, it's going to be 8 episodes, so it's 8 hours.
It's only 8.
You're only 8, so you've got three
what
more
is it,
left.
True Detective? Come on.
It only needs 8. Like, the book's not that big. And like, okay, they did Gone Girl in one movie. They can do this in 8 hours.
What was Big Little Lies? Was that 8? Might have been 8.
8 or 10?
8, I think.
And Big Little Lies is filming season 2 right now as well, so I'm very excited for that.
Whew, no pressure.
Yeah, I mean, if it's bad, I'd be upset.
I love that show. I thought it was great.
Yeah, so good. There's so much good TV coming out at the moment as well. Like,
thanks, TV.
Like,
thanks.
Keep looking, because it's so good. And this is not on Netflix. This is on Neon, by the way, which is really weird. I don't know how they got the streaming rights to New Zealand, so it's on Neon. Yeah, borrow their Neon subscription. I've got my mum's Lightbox, so...
Surprising.
Wow, it's my mum.
Yeah, it's me though.
Oh god. Yeah, and the romance that plays out between her and the detective as well, that's a really cool story to watch.
He's a swarthy dude, eh?
Oh, he's hot. He's hot. Like, I would love to sit down to him in a southern bar and sink some whiskey and have him be rude to me. Like, that's just great.
Would you try and show off by riding the mechanical bull?
I reckon I'd be pretty
be
good
one
at
of those
mechanical
bars.
Bull. I've got pretty strong thighs, so I reckon
I
I'd be good at that.
I don't know if you have.
What do you mean? You can't be behind a desk.
Leonard, could you stand up, man? Let's have a look. Do you reckon that Sam's thighs would be good on a mechanical bull? I'm saying there could be
I
risk,
do yoga.
Risky,
I have though. Yoga right after this, actually.
I don't know if yoga and mechanical bulls...
Okay, can you do chair pose?
Yeah, come on. Do some bird.
Can you? Have you ridden the rodeo?
if you can do chair pose for 10 minutes, you can
not in leather
make
chaps.
A mess of a mechanical bull.
I'm going to do Sun Warrior right after this and blow your mind.
Okay, I'm not going to do any of it.
Idea, BFM Rodeo.
This is
a fundraiser.
BFM Rodeo is quite a good idea. Animalist Rodeo.
Vegan,
Vegan Rodeo. Mechanical rodeo.
I'll make some tofu dogs.
I'm gonna write that down.
Inflatable rodeo, yes.
But yeah, so you're on episode 3, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Pretty sure. Definitely episode 3, not episode 4.
Cool, I did episode 5 last night, so...
The roller skating thing creeps me out.
Yeah, that wasn't in the book either, so that's a really good visual touch.
Wasn't it? That's interesting.
So they added the roller skating, and they added the music as well, because the music wasn't there.
So just to recap, the story is basically there's someone preying on the young kids in the town, the young girls in the town, and you're not supposed to be out, and there's a curfew and that sort of thing. There's just these young scallywags out roller skating around, just basically... Almost like
rats.
Baiting the hook is terrible.
And like drinking, and they're like, I think it's 14, which is like, you know, I did that when I was 14, but like, not when there's a killer on the loose.
Not when there's a killer on the loose. You know, I'll draw the line there as well.
Who knows? I'm not going to tell you. there's just so many good visual tells that, like, the opening sequence as well is very, very smart. You'll figure it out, you'll get it. When you know the twist.
God damn it. I actually think I might have... Okay, I'm going to say anything.
Also, episode 5 gives a big hint as well, but I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Thank you, Sam.
No worries.
What's the name of the show?
Sharp Objects.
Sharp Objects.
Go watch it, please.
Showing now.
On 95 BFM.